We'll say thank you back in New Orleans. Try to do that second line. You need an umbrella, baby. As you're looking, let us welcome Deaconess Jeanette the Queen back. Amen. Gary, Deaconess the Queen. Some of you all know, amen. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. You know, we pray just as much for the caretakers. We pray for those that are sick. And she's been taking care of her husband the past 3 months when he's had kidney transplant. Of course, he cannot come out for a couple of months because y'all got germs. Y'all got germs. So he can't come back for a couple of more months. But it's certainly good to have both back with us. And we thank you, sisters. The Queen, I know your sisters have been helping you out, and they have not been helping you out. Make sure your sisters, all the people on the front row, go get your nails deep, go get you some. For real, sisters, make sure that you have some time off. You can cut it out just a little bit, put it by your hand, but it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. But Thomas the 12th called Didymus, not with him when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. He said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nail, put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them, and came into the door, being shut. Stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. This saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be faithless but believe. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Well, you know, New Age churches, churches that have full-time pastors, full-time ministers, music, full-time staff, which ain't us. The office are paid, you know, the six figures to get together and coordinate stuff. You know, they have to plan out, the school plan out, what they want to start to plan out, videos, what staff is the details, videos, graphics, what to do Sunday morning, after the funerals on the road, Saturday. Well, we do have a consultant, just the Holy Ghost. We do have a consultant, just the Holy Ghost. And let's go back and look at that scripture again. I want you to remember what Aaron required to say. And what I'm about to preach about, we ain't got no time to talk about what we're going to do together. This is another consultant. And Thomas said, Thomas asked, let us take my Lord and my God. Thomas, one of his 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hand in the front of the nail, put my feet into the front of the nail, and thrust my hands into his side, I will not believe. Remember, that was wise man next. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them, and gave Jesus the door, being shut, stood in the midst, and said, be unto me, what is wise man? That said, he did not preach to the thy feet, but hold my hand, and preach to the thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. Remember what the Bible is saying. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. I want to talk this Sunday about the truth about Thomas. The truth about Thomas.
first thoughts of something that are negative. When you hear the name Hitler, you're going to have negative, bad thoughts. When you hear the name Stalin, you should have negative, bad thoughts. When you hear the name Jim Jones, you most likely would have negative, bad thoughts. When you hear the name George Bush, you most likely might have a negative and a bad thought. When you hear the name Richard Nixon, you're going to have a negative and bad thought. And when, after 2020, you hear the name of the temporary inhabitant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, whose name is a curse word to me that I don't even say, but the temporary inhabitant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, in a couple of years, when you hear that name, you're going to have, right now, you have negative, bad thoughts. There's just some names in history that you have negative, bad thoughts about just when you hear that name. My dad told me that long time ago that one of the things about when you hear about somebody messing up, when you hear that somebody, some official, some preacher, some representative, some governor, some political leader who has fallen short of the glory of God, which we all have fallen short of the glory of God, when they find themselves in the newspaper on Monday, Dad always said the best thing about having your name in the paper on Monday is that somebody else's name going to be in the paper on Tuesday. And if your name gets in the paper on Tuesday, don't forget about everybody's name that's on the paper on Monday. That things do pass, and that things do pass away. But how about if there's been a negative verb and a negative adjective that's been part of your name for 2,000 years? Because every time you hear the name Thomas, you have heard him referred to as, y'all done been to Bible study. Every time you hear the name Thomas, you hear it as doubting Thomas. Now, that word doubting, mother, to my professor of the year, teacher of the year, whatever big old award you got to be, congratulations to you. Amen. Dr. Green is the famous teacher of the year, professor of the year, isn't it? Give it up for Dr. Green winning professor of the year, isn't it? He's the old English teacher, Amy Young, English teacher, but she's been there for a while. Let me get that right, O-L-D, not O-L-D, amen. The old English teacher, some more than make sure I'm right. The doubting is a present participle. And the word doubt, Mark Sims, doubt can be a noun or a verb. Doubt set in. Doubt is a noun. True doubt is a verb. And when you put doubting with ing before a noun, it becomes what's called a present participle. It is a present participle because it's modifying the verb, but it's in the ing tense, which means it's in the imperfect tense. It means that it can continue to go on. It's in the ing, which means imperfect. It's a present participle, means that it has not. There's still something, there's some continuation. Putting in the ing is in the imperfect tense. And I want to thank God that he put ing after doubting, because all of us up in here are still imperfect. So don't be getting all upset about Thomas's doubt, because truth be told, all of us up in here, yes, you too who did not clap, yes, you too who ain't smiling, yes, you too who ain't feeling up there, yes, you too are imperfect. But I have come short of the glory. The Bible says if you say that you have not sinned, you have lied. All of us up in here are in the imperfect tense. But every time you come to his name, you hear him being referred to as doubting Thomas. But I just came just for a few minutes, Archbishop, to tell you the truth about Thomas. It's Thomas that's in John chapter 11, verse 16. That when Jesus tells the disciples that they have to go up to Jerusalem, all the other disciples said, Pastor, Master, we ain't going with you. We ain't going to build no church. We ain't got no money. We ain't dying in that hole over there to help you build this church that God done told you we build. And we don't have enough members. We ain't got enough money. We're not going with you to Jerusalem. And Thomas is the first one said, Jesus, if we're going to Jerusalem, I'm going with you and I'm willing to die. See, this side understand. In John 11, it's Thomas who said, Master, if you go, I go. And even if that means I've got to die with you when you go to Jerusalem. It's also Thomas on that Thursday night when they're in the upper room when Jesus says to them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'm coming back to receive you unto the place.
receive you unto myself. Thomas is the one that really says, where are you going? And how we get there with you. It's Thomas that raises the question, what the map question? Can you put text me the address? Text me the address so I can put it in my map quest so I can go where you're going, Jesus, because I want to go with you, because I really do believe, because I've seen your miracles. I've seen everything you've done. I've seen you take 2 sardines and 5 hush puppies and make a seafood buffet in the hills of Hermon. I've seen you take water and turn it into wine. I've seen you take Jairus' mother-in-law. I've seen all those things you can do, Jesus. So I want to go with you. But after he died, Judas has already committed suicide. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go tell John and Peter that he has risen. He goes and he talks with these dudes in Emmaus and they have dinner together. Then those 2 dudes run back to tell the others that he is alive, that he is risen. But one man missed the meeting and he gets a text that Jesus is here. And like most of us, he ignores the text. That's why y'all need to take y'all read receipts off so we don't know y'all done read our text. And you ain't replied, Jesus is here, and he does not show up. I'm Thomas, and they say, Thomas, we have seen him, and he is alive. And Thomas says, unless I see the nail prints in his hands, not believe. Let me stop right there for station identification. Thomas wasn't at the crucifixion. Just got that revelation. It ain't in the script. Thomas, Erica, wasn't at the crucifixion. He ain't seen. But he says, unless I see them, I will not. Come on, somebody, help me now. I done already told you, he says, I'm willing to die for you. He done already told me, give me the address to heaven. I want to go there and be with you. But we call him Doubting Thomas. He says, unless I see the nail prints in his hands, I will not believe. You ever gotten a call from somebody who said you should have been there? You ever been back, especially back in your clubbing days when, ain't nobody want to talk to me. Let me come over here. Yeah, I got somebody to talk to. Your clubbing days when something was hot, when they had a real good party, and somebody called you and said you should have been there, or you went to some event, you went to some party, you went to some club, went to some game, you had to see it for yourself. Maybe that is really what is going on when Thomas is so upset that he missed it. And he realizes that if he missed it, and if he calls his name, he'll show up. So Thomas does not say, y'all lying. Thomas didn't say, it can't be. Thomas says, until I see it for myself. Till I see him for myself. And see, that's again, let's be honest with you. All of us in here have doubted at some point in time in our lives. And really what doubt is doubt is when you don't think the Lord is going to do what you want him to do the way you want him to do it. I said doubt is when you don't think the Lord is going to do what you want the Lord to do the way you want him to. See, you done seen the Lord do some things. You know the Lord will work a miracle. You know the Lord will make a way out of no way. But doubt sets in when he don't come fast enough for you. Ain't nobody want to hear today. I just can't make myself happy by myself. So Thomas says, until I see it for myself, I won't believe. And Jesus wasn't going to let that happen. He wasn't going to let Thomas be in limbo. That's why Malachi says, if you just give me the tithes, I'll prove to you that I can make 90 more than 100. Malachi says, prove me herewith, says the Lord of hosts. See, sometimes you just put him to the test. He'll show up. For 10 years, y'all on that kidney list. I know doubt set in, Jeanette. We talked a lot. I know doubt set in, and Bob got his kidney before your husband got his liver before he got the kidney. Doubt sets in, you get cancer, and everybody call you, say everything going to be all right. Sets in. Go foreclose, you about to lose your home, you don't have no money, your wife won't let you come to the mission board. Doubt will set in. But Thomas says, I got to see him. I wish I had a praying church with me right now. Thomas says, I got to see him. And when I see him, and what happens? Jesus shows up. and them nail prints that I guess he had heard about. Jesus said, put your hand right through here. Jesus said, put your other hand right through here. And then Thomas replied, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. My Lord, the one in whom I trust. The Lord in whom I believe. The Lord in who is my banner. The Lord who is my strength. The Lord who is my master. The Lord follows all the way. The Lord in whom I put all my trust and my faith. And after he's been called doubting Thomas all these years, he says, my Lord. Same thief on the right said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, I don't know who you are, but remember me. And when you say, Lord, you make confession of faith right now. The day shall be the last day that we call him doubting Thomas. He is just an apostle by the name of Thomas who got the opportunity to see his nails printed in his hand. And then he says, my God who created me, my God who sustains me, that God that woke me up this morning, that God that gave me breath in my body, that God that made me living human being, that God decided to days run on a little bit more. That God who is the finisher and author of our faith, he said, my Lord and my God. And in that day, all doubt was erased. Last weekend, I had the honor of officiating a wedding in Los Angeles. And some of my boys who used to live in South Carolina now live in Los Angeles. And they've become kind of big time. And some of them have become atheists and agnostic, raised in the church, but now they're atheists and agnostic. Atheists meaning they no longer believe in anything called God. Agnostic being they are a doubter, not sure. And there's always the atheist that's always asking me questions about God. And there's always, again, the atheist that's always asking me questions about God. And I wonder why the atheists always ask me about something they don't believe in. I ain't never asked him about cocaine. I ain't never asked him about weed. I ain't never asked him about meth. I ain't asked orgies I know they be doing in L.A. Don't send your child to L.A. If your child want to go to L.A., you go with them. Because they lose all God when they get out there. I know what I'm talking about. But so there's a Sunday at brunch, and they want to ask me all these questions about God. And I'm thinking to them, why are y'all asking me all these questions about God in the church this morning if you wanted to know about God? And why y'all wait till I come to town and then you want to talk about something you don't believe in? Because I ain't never asked y'all about anything I don't believe in. And what happened to the God you believed in South Carolina? Where he moved to? What happened to the God that used to help you? What happened to the God that got you here when you were waiting to find the God? What happened to the God that sustained you? I want to talk about when he coming back. In it all my life that he coming back. When he coming back? I told him I don't know when he coming back. One thing I do know is I'm going to wait. I said, I don't know when he coming back. I know the day or the hour, but the one you don't believe in, why you care? When you coming back? Because you ain't going back with them no how. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things unseen. Can I get a witness up in here? I don't know when he coming back. I don't know how he coming back. But I know one thing, like Thomas, I want to go back with him when he comes. Am I the only one up in here on the that wants to go back with a real soldier? A real soldier who fought for me. A real soldier who died for me. A real soldier who gave his life so that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Anybody going to go back with him when he comes? So tell you that wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And they that wait on the Lord shall tell your neighbor, shall. That means it will happen. It shall come to pass. Shall renew their strength. That's it. I got to get it real hot. Let's go. That's it. Come on, Evan. It's good in time. Let's go. There might be one today You got a little doubt in your mind. There might be one today God ain't moving fast enough for you. There might be one today you never made a confession of faith. Today is the day of your salvation. We invite you to Jesus Christ right now. I don't assume that everybody in here, just because you're in here, is a believer. But I want you to believe today.